Today we're speaking with Emmett Anderson and Abby Jump from The Reporting Project. First off, Emmett, what local stories are you working on?
Well, one story we've been working on is the number of households in Licking County struggling is on the rise. The United Way presented their annual ALICE report at the monthly Licking County Community Partners meeting. ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed Residents in the County. That term described individuals and households who earn above the federal poverty level, but less than what's needed to survive in the current economy. According to the report, 37% of households fall in the ALICE threshold. Experts say that housing and healthcare are the major costs for most Licking Countyans. Also, the Alexandria Police Force faces financial struggles. The village can't provide safety gear for all of its officers. Nearly half of the police officers in the Village of Alexandria's police department, which relaunched this year after being disbanded for 12 years, were not provided bulletproof vests to wear while on duty this year.
I'm Abby Jump, and these are some more stories that the Reporting Project is working on. Newark's proposed public leasing ordinance moved to full council. Last week, the Safety Committee for the City of Newark proposed misdemeanor charges against people sleeping outside on public property. The proposed ordinance has pushed many citizens to speak both in support and against increasing consequences of outdoor sleeping. The ordinance will have its first reading before City Council on October 7th. Also, the Buxton Inn, a landmark and historic gem in downtown Granville, is for sale. One of the oldest continuously operated hotels in Ohio could be yours. Complete with colorful history, two bars, a restaurant, and a few ghosts, for just under $4.7 million. Established in 1812, the property includes the main house and three others, totaling 25 rooms in all, as well as a ghost or two.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click Local News.